We can tell you tonight that the communication channels internally have broken down across many levels. Initially, those issues with communication were restricted to the off-field part of the club, several key departures over a number of years. It has now stretched into the playing group. There are sections of the playing group that are now not embracing of everything about each other and the club.
You and Damo on the footy tonight?
Damo and I will be doing Triple M footy tonight.
What time?
6 o'clock.
What time are we going to go?
About
1 minute past six.
Damo might have an issue tonight.
Do you reckon he'll stand up to you?
So the problem is, normally as an ex-player, when you run out of proper argument, you only resort to physical violence. And I reckon I'll probably run out of about a minute and a half. And then I'll threaten Damo physically and then he will cower.
It'd just be nice tonight, and I'm happy to have the conversation now or tonight, whenever you want to have it. But it'd be nice tonight for you to just be an objective observer and participant in the conversation rather than
being the
Bulldogs version of Joffa.
Uncomfortable in the box. The Bulldogs version of Joffa. We'll get to that in a minute. It is Carlton Collingwood. 25 minutes time, Jeremy Howe will join us. Damo has all the news. Huddle, we have a problem. We've got Judge Juddy and Nate.
All the news or the fake news?
Well, hang on.
Already.
Nate has got his hands on a contract as well. I look around. Nathan Brown here. Damien Barrett's here. I'm here. Chris Judd's here and Luke Darcy's here. I don't like conflict, so I'm just going to step away now and leave you two to have your little
occasionally
discussion.
Occasionally, conflict's the only way to do it, Howie. And I imagine this will be fairly painless because Damo will apologise. And he'll just work out. He went with a half-baked story and it wasn't his finest moment. We could probably move on, Damo, if you want to.
What I have done before I got here, I've worked out an exit strategy behind me between Juddy and Jace here. So when it does get physical, I'm out of his ass. So how long have I got
you
before
asked me to be,
it does get physical?
You asked me to be objective in this argument tonight, which is interesting because I'm not sure that you're being objective, actually. In fact, I having had an afternoon to think about it, I get the feeling that this has actually been personal for you because you have no relationship with Luke Beveridge, the coach. And I suspect you've been waiting for the only opportunity where they have 2 poor weeks that you pounce and go with a story that's got not even a skerrick of truth about
Damo,
it.
Damo, just before you respond, for all the people that didn't see the footy show last night, what did you say that's got our man Joffa here so het up?
Well, we just replayed it then, Howie, off the top there. Clearly, Darcy's got a bit of an issue with what I said about the breakdown at the playing level of communication.
Which were
addressed internally by the club on various
occasions. Now, I've made some calls today, Damo.
Of course you have.
In fact,
what calls have you made?
Not a hard job to do, Damo's job, by the way. But in fact, it's a lot easier when people actually answer the phone and people on the inside who do want to talk to you, not a few people on the periphery who don't have really any understanding.
So what have you dredged up?
Well, is that it laughable that there is play? And player unrest is, it's the easiest and the weakest story to report. Give me an hour.
Communication breakdown.
Any workplace environment, Dave. In fact, set me a challenge. Give me an hour. GWS on top of the ladder at the moment. I can get you a story within an hour that there's a communication breakdown between certain people at GWS. Without trying, I can get that story.
There was no communication.
I can get that story in any work environment that you get. You put 100 people together.
Yep.
Do you think 100 people in a work environment all communicate perfectly and effectively every day, don't they? Yes or no?
A contrast, Dust, between what happened in 2016 and clearly what's happening now. Happened in the back end of and you talk about my information coming out of the Bulldogs, Dust. We did go first with the Jake Stringer blow up last year before he actually got traded out of the footy club. So it's not as if these issues are blowing up now.
You weren't exactly Sherlock Holmes on Jake Stringer. He wasn't getting a kick and it was pretty well...
I was pretty well acknowledged, was it?
Yeah,
because
well
the night we went with it, you seemed to play it right down as though it was a normal issue.
Well,
and in fact, you did
Sherlock
play it right down.
But is this a personal...
I'm enjoying the fact that he's getting called Joffa and he's getting called Sherlock.
Is this a personal vendetta? Is the reason why you gave the story or not?
If the basis for being personal is I don't talk to Luke Beveridge, there's probably 15 other positions at footy clubs around the town, the country.
About to be 16.
that are the same thing. I don't.
Do you think it's a story that the communication breakdown is a story that's significant? Because, I mean, in all seriousness,
there are sections within the playing group, Darcy.
Sections in every playing group.
Right. So you're admitting there are sections.
Of course. Work environment. You work at Croc Meters. Everyone in that organisation currently.
We love each other.
You do,
yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Well, you're being. Unrealistic and not true, and that reflects on you, Damo.
No. There's different pressures, Darcy, within a football group, as to rather than a media group.
But pressure on every football club at the moment would have communication issues. That's just exactly the way it works. You can't get the person who misses out and is a 23rd person who doesn't play every week is full of discontent. And if they're not, there's something wrong.
Yep.
Because everyone wants to play. When you get a list full of people and you get another 40 people in the back room, there's always communication. Some of the best sides and the most successful sides don't.
So you're going well on that front, are you? Is communication good? The two guys who put together the premiership list, they weren't even talking to each other, let alone others at the club last year, and have walked out.
Everyone has staff issues, Damo. Everyone
you've had
problems.
CEOs, three of them, in 3 years.
It can't be going that bad that you won a premiership 2 years ago, and the person still at the helm, Damo. It's probably a reasonable operator and probably good enough to handle it. Let's go with some facts. This could have been a better story for you. And you go, that whole back line wasn't there 12 months ago. So not one player. Mm. Played three.
You traded one out or one left.
But yeah, you make decisions like that. Australian cricket team don't make a decision and you see what happens. So you make bold decisions that hurt you in the short term.
You're bringing Travis Cloke, who lasted 1 year and is still being paid this year, to not play.
But every club makes decisions, Damo, that don't work out.
You're bringing Josh Shackey and this
one.
They've won
four premierships in the last 10 years. And in round three last year, when they lost their third game by 100 points, you were questioning Alistair Clarkson's ability to coach, and the whole media were, because that's what you do.
Now, don't bring what I said about that issue. I never questioned Alistair Clarkson.
But the media, as a rule, did.
Right. Journos okay, like let's deal with what I say, Dusk, because let's deal with what I say.
But that's what you do, because every week you've got to get a story up. So you turn your attention to a group that, you know, has had two poor weeks, but there are reasons
on,
for that,
on the back of a poor season, on the back of losing
two games off top four last year, and they won a premiership the year before. It's hardly
lost their last three games to us, and then traded out a player who was once a favourite son of that club,
and may prove to be a decision that was absolutely correct in making. Everyone trades players out at the end of the year. So that's not a story in itself, as is...
Oh, it's a pretty reasonable size story, Drake Stringer's traded out a year after winning a premiership.
They get two players back in return. At the moment, they lose Tom Liberatore round one, they lose Marcus Adams, they've got Tom Boyd's had a horrible 12 months.
So 133 points in two games.
And they need... I can do the maths, Damo. That's right, well done. You can add up, Damo, over 2 weeks. Congratulations. you should go with that story. Damo, you can actually...
I don't think you've refuted anything I've said yet, though. I'm waiting for that moment, and if you do, I'll stop talking.
Okay, I'm refuting that there is an issue with the playing group.
Okay,
because
well,
your
I'm
inference
not.
Is that there is an issue with the playing group,
there
and
is.
It's laughable. And it's incorrect, Damo.
It's part of the problem now that the Bulldogs are waiting for.
There's an issue with the playing group. Well, this is where you're being truculent and you're being incorrect, because I've spoken to people today that laughed at that at rehab today, laughed at that as a playing group.
Yep.
And you know what? The person who's at the helm...
As they laughed at last year when we suggested that Jake Stringer was going to be traded.
And probably laughed the year before when they won the premiership, Damo. So you know what? There is success at that place. You know what I love about that place is that finally there's an expectation that they are good, and no one is happy with two first-round losses. Mm. They have raised the bar so high that the expectation they do win every week. To suggest there's a breakdown in the playing group, Damo, is just not correct.
Right.
You've run a story on the basis of something that, as much as it's correct that every playing group at the moment has got a breakdown, because everyone does.
Admitted it, that they do.
But Damo, what you don't get in a football club, because you've never been on the inside, is that's part of doing business.
There it is.
The best...
What
best
you don't get is the conversations I have with people around that footy club are different to the ones you have, because you are wearing the scarf and the duffel coat.
No, and you're blinded by the fact that you've got a coach who doesn't play the game the way you like, who doesn't like
it. I couldn't care what he says and does about me, Dust. I've dealt with that 3 years ago. When he challenged me in the Brownlow, which you found out about and talked about. So that has got nothing to do with my reporting, Dust. Nothing. Zero.
So I speak to other people at that footy club.
It'd
be unheard of for a journalist to have a personal agenda and run that, given past history. Do you reckon that's never happened before?
If that's the reason for running a story, that is absolutely
never happened before.
Wrong.
No journalist you know has never had an agenda before against someone and it'd be
wrong for me to deny that question. On the specifics of saying that the communications issues at the Bulldogs, which are well known given the litany of people departing the club either by choice or being asked to move on, has now stretched down to the playing group.
My point being that every organisation has communication.
Okay.
Everyone does. Now, whether that's a story that is the ramification of running it the way you did is the question. I'm suggesting it's not.
I'm suggesting to you that breakdowns and little groups within groups with a footy club are not that big a deal to you, because you were certainly part of a group called the A-Team when you were at the Bulldogs.
Well, and probably still am, Damo. That's just the way I roll. But,
shut out all the others and let them know that they are at best in a B team. Not a big deal to you, Duff, but maybe it is right now to some of those younger Bulldogs.
Lee Matthews.
The B grader.
And I would not have gone with that story, Duff, unless it was right.
Lee Matthews played in a ruck division where he didn't speak to the ruckman, Don Scott, didn't speak to the other midfielder, had no communication at all, didn't speak to each other once. Hmm. Maybe the greatest midfield in the history of the game, Damo.
I think you throw another player in there too.
Michael
Terry Wallace.
Yeah, but that's happened in the history of sporting codes, Damo. People don't. Do you get on with everyone, Nathan Brown, at the Bulldogs?
I didn't
speak for a year. It just happens, Damo. You over-exaggerate the importance of that, and at the moment, that's what you've done. And what I'm saying is, in context, having spoken to people that are directly involved, It is not an issue.
Having spoken to people with your Bulldog scarf on?
Not at all, Dame. I rang people today who are actively involved at the heart of that football club who would tell me directly and say, so I reject that completely, Dame. Well, I rang people.
I reject what you just said about what I said.
You're wrong.
Now, boys, I'm enjoying the discussion. Before, I just want to get a couple of thoughts from Judge Judd and Nathan Brown. I've just made a few notes here on my favourite parts of that discussion. What do you think about this one, Brownie? You don't get it, Damo. You don't get a footy club because you've never been inside one. How did you like that one?
That was always going to come
out. That was always going to come
out. That was his day material.
Juddy, how did you like this would have been a better story for you, Damien?
Well, I like that. I'll reject your rejection. I like that. It was a bit of a high point.
I think the top point for me, though, on talking about breaking the Jake Stringer story, Damo, you weren't exactly Sherlock Holmes on that one. I thought that was nice too, Dars.
He's an 8.5 out of 10 just about to blow up, I reckon, here, Luke. I reckon he's working his way towards a 9.5.
I've never been calmer in my life.
That exit strategy I might need, Brownie.
Occasionally, you just have to, and this is what we do here, how we have always done.
We do.
If you've got an issue, you actually have that out with the person. So I've got great respect for Damo, just not at the moment.
I guess as the two hanging judges, Juddy and Brownie, who you see the points from that.
There doesn't have to be a winner and loser.
I know, I think there does.
There's always a winner and loser.
Brownie?
Yeah. I can't pick a winner at this stage.
Brownie!
At the end of the night, this is going to continue to go on all night. I'll make my decision at the end of the night.
I'm split as well, Harry. I'll wait to see how this pans out. I think there's plenty left in the tank.
I did enjoy the duffel coat and scarf reference, though.
Final comment before we move on?
Well, Howie, you have an opinion for once.
Winner or loser, Howie?
I can't believe you went with Joffa, by the way. I thought that was a bit disrespectful.
I think it's disrespectful
to Joffa.
Yeah, exactly.
You're a better-looking Joffa.
I think on the balance of the argument, from an impartial point of view, I'll give Damo the win on that one. But I did. I enjoyed it.
I think
don't
it's
start attacking
you
me.
You and Damo have got a similar body shape.
There's no need to start attacking me. There's no need to. But a nice debate, and I'm sure
I was built like a skeleton. I might have.
News with Damo next. Sherlock Holmes brings us all the latest in the world of the AFL.
Hopefully he gets something accurate.
With the A-team.
And hopefully Joffa calms down a little bit in the ad break.
And Damo's never been part of an A-team, I can promise you that. That is never going to happen.
It's a bishy Triton. This is the Triple M Friday Huddle.
Wouldn't make a C-team.
You've got Sherlock, you've got Joffa, you've got Juddy, and you've got Brownie. Nice start to the Friday Huddle for McDonald's. I thought it was going to be nice and a bit of a joke. It didn't go that way for Triple M Rocking Football.